This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Alta Point Health, the local business podcast, featuring owners and managers, along with their incredible teams and tactics that make businesses successful.
Welcome in to Businesses in Our Backyard. I'm your host, Dave McCurley. This is the podcast for East Central Alabama, and we try to spotlight and highlight businesses that make a difference in our lives. And today, I am super glad to have someone here who makes a difference in a lot of people's lives with something that a lot of people sometimes are uncomfortable with. And we've got Greg Floyd from Coosa Valley MRI. How you doing?
Doing good. How are you, sir?
Just doing fine. I'm glad to have you with us. You know, MRIs are something that sometimes scare people and sometimes they're uncomfortable. But before we talk about how Coosa Valley MRI makes it so easy for you, tell us a little bit about Greg Floyd. Where are you from?
I am from Montgomery, Alabama, is the easiest way to say it. Elmore County, Montgomery, graduated from Lanier.
Okay.
Back in 86, a long time ago.
Yeah, I'm with you. I understand, but you're not old. But tell us about your family.
Married to Misty Floyd. We have four boys from 30 to 21, and there's a handful.
Were you at the ball field a lot?
A lot. Travel ball, basketball, I mean, everything. They wanted to do everything.
Hey, and you let them because it's good. And, of course, I've two boys, I understand. But I understand you also have a grandchild?
I do. Tegan, she's going to be 2 years old in June.
Wow, and I've got Brindley, who will be 2 years old in May.
Congratulations.
So, yeah, they're wonderful, aren't they?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Best thing about them. Well, listen, we're glad to have you in Sylacauga. I know you're the new director of the Coosa Valley MRI.
Yes.
I've actually had a couple of MRIs, and they've both been done at Coosa Valley and couldn't have been taken care of any better. Some people don't like what they call being in that tube. Some people don't like the noise and the movements it makes and everything, but I know Coosa Valley MRI does it so different, and I had no problems. And, of course, tell us a little bit, first of all, about your employees.
Well, I have six full-time employees. We got three at the front desk and three full-time techs. They have lots of experience. We've got them from 32 years of experience to 10 years of experience. Very knowledgeable, very good, very compassionate. I watch them every day, and they do a wonderful job.
One of those, and I don't want to single out anybody, but I've been knowing Christina Taunton for many, many years. And, of course, she handled one of my she was the tech that handled one of my MRIs there, and just did a great job. And, of course, but you've got employees there that handle – talk about how you make a patient feel comfortable that might have some problems. I don't like this. You know, how can your employees settle them down and make sure that they're comfortable?
Well, the first thing is explain everything to them.
Yeah.
You take them back, we interview them, we explain the whole process, how long it's going to take, what they're going to feel, what they're going to see. And then we have the setup of the machine and the room, where it's 70-centimeter open bore. We got windows. We got a mural on the ceiling. It's just a very open feeling that hopefully will help them out. We'll give them headphones with music. You can pick whatever music you want to.
Well, and that's what I was going to say. I'll get a little shameless plug for myself if you want to listen to Kicks Country and McCurley in the Morning, or Michael Brennan and the Mixed Morning Show on Mix 106.5. We have 13 stations you can listen to.
All of them.
And that's what I was going to say. You have that experience to where they can be more in their own environment with music, of whatever music they like, but also – that when you listen to music, you don't think about what's going on with the MRI.
Exactly, exactly. Some of them even say that the beat of the machine goes with some of the music.
That's pretty wild. But now also, I want to talk about your front desk a little bit, because there's several things. One of the things that made it so easy for me, and I can remember this, I had neck surgery a couple of years ago. And of course, the MRI that I had done, it was so easy. They gave me a disc and everything printed out on paper too, in a packet that I handed my physician.
Yes.
It was that simple.
Yes. Try to make it easy. You come in, you ask for a disc. After you have the report and stuff, and they, we can give you the report, give you the disc, take it with them. Now they've got, we don't have it at ours, I don't think, but they're getting it where it's a PAX where we can push images and stuff like that. But once you get in, we do same day scheduling. We try to get you in as fast as we can. There's a lot of MRIs, so we stay extremely busy, but we do the best we can. We're open from 7A to 7P, and we're going the entire time.
When you're talking about appointments, too, I wanted to ask you, because businesses, it doesn't matter whether you're in the restaurant business or whether, you know, whatever business it might be, but I got to ask you, is there a busy time of year for MRIs, it seems, rather than others? I know you've been new there, but just with talking and taking over and seeing, you know, past experience, I would think that maybe in the springtime when you have young athletes or people who are playing ball or things, do you have more MRIs in one time of year than the other?
Yes. Usually when it warms up and people start getting out and hurting themselves, that's usually when we start picking up, is during the warm weather months. During the wintertime, not so much. Some people, you know, they kind of stay inside, sit down, watching TV. But when it warms up and they get out and strain something, pull something, mess up a knee, that's when we get busy.
You know, when you take on a new role, as you have, and you've only been there a few weeks, there's got to be something. What's the best thing that you like about Coosa Valley MRI from Greg Floyd's standpoint?
The technology and the machine, along with taking care of the patients and being there for the patients. I am more on the technical side of it, on how it works and how it runs. That's what I enjoy, and that's how I got into MRI, was just because of the physics and the technology of it.
Well, and of course, Coosa Valley MRI is right there on kind of the ground floor on the wing of Coosa Valley Medical Center. Coosa Valley Medical Center is a very important place for this community.
Yes, it is. Just the short time I've been here, I've seen a lot of stuff and what it's done for the community and what it does for the community.
And of course, having the best part of your job and what you like, what is the most challenging thing for you? Does it seem like I know it's not the patients. Is it machine-wise technology, or is it dealing with appointments? What is the most challenging thing right now for Greg?
Right now, probably the machine. You know, it's like any other computer. I mean, it's just one huge computer. It's got a lot of working parts to it. And when it messes up, it messes up. And that can be very challenging. Everything else is pretty much run smooth. But once that machine messes up somewhere, then, I mean, it's like a backlog. It bottlenecks. And then you have all these patients that have to be rescheduled or put off and called, and that's a challenge.
Well, we're going to talk about that machine and how easy it is at Coosa Valley MRI. We're going to talk about how things are easy for the patient. And we're going to talk about that when we come back on the second half of Businesses in Our Backyard with Greg Floyd, the director of the Coosa Valley MRI, right after this.
What is Radio Alabama? Radio Alabama is a leading communications organization committed to communities, commerce, and public service. Let Radio Alabama's team of professional media experts help deliver your message to your customers, clients, and even potential employees. Visit radioalabama.net/advertise to learn how you can harness the power of the Radio Alabama Media Network to grow your business, achieve greater success, earn more revenue, and drive more traffic through your doors. radioalabama.net/advertise. radioalabama.net/advertise.
This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast. Now, back to the conversation.
Businesses in Our Backyard, and of course, I'm your host, Dave McCurley, and I'm with Greg Floyd today, the director of the Coosa Valley MRI, and of course, we've been talking about MRIs, and you know, a lot of people, as I mentioned, have a issue that, you know, some really have to have an open MRI or things of that nature, but Greg, talk about what you call this suite, because it's like the Taj Mahal of MRIs and how easy it is for the patients that come to the Coosa Valley Medical Center.
Yes. The design that was put in place a couple of years ago is a new magnet. and it was put in. They redesigned everything. The waiting room is a comfortable open waiting room, big screen TV to relax you. We got sub waiting. We got nice changing rooms. They're comfortable. And the sub waiting has got nice cushiony chairs. You can relax and not worry about it. And then once you do move into the MRI room itself, like I said, it's got windows. It's got a mural on the top. It's open. It's well lit. We give you music. The cushion, we got a lot of complaints about cushions through the years where they're too thin and it's hard and like laying on. Our cushions are probably 3 or 4 inches thick.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really comfortable. And we can adjust the head holder and whatever we have to do to make you comfortable as far as getting the scan done plus the music.
Well, and I was going to ask you, too, because I wanted to get into this because I'm sure that you get a lot of patients who are disabled, mm-hmm. a lot who are, you know, can't help themselves. You and your staff are very capable of handling someone who may be in a wheelchair and help getting them in and out, and are people who are disabled because they have to have MRIs, too.
Yes, they do. We go through a lot of training and we have MRI-safe wheelchairs if somebody comes in. We've had it since I've been there. We have to come in. We switch them out into our wheelchair that goes into the room, and then we take them in there and we assist them onto the table.
Wow.
The table goes down to wheelchair height, and we just pick them up and move them over.
And I got to ask you, too, I'm sure you get small children that may be afraid. I'm sure you and your staff, and you allow probably their parents, you know, just to settle them down.
Yes. I don't have a problem with parents going in the room as long as they're cleared and they're screened. They can go in the room to help them out. I believe that helps a lot. I've worked at places where they wouldn't allow them to go in there. But I believe if you can go in there and hold them, touch them,
yeah.
then they're fine.
And just make sure they're okay. Mm-hmm. But so your spectrum at Coosa Valley MRI goes from basically infant to someone who may be elderly and disabled, and you have everyone in between. And of course, you talked about that suite. Now let's talk a little bit about that machine that you talked about, because a lot of people, when they have an MRI done, they're worried about the loudness or the shaking mm-hmm. of that thing. And I know that they have to have the process. You have to go through the process to actually get the MRI yeah. completed, but talk yeah. about that machine in general.
So it is a Philips 5300. Like I said, it's only a couple of years old. It's got all the newest technology, and it cuts the times down. They say it cuts them in half, but like I tell people, it's an MRI. You can only speed MRI up so much. So we try to do the best we can. We have the protocol set to where they're not extremely long, but we still get good, high-quality images. And then we do try to get you in and out as quick as you can before, you know, because some people, if you stay in there too long, it's a mind game.
Yeah.
If you're in there way too long staring at that top of that thing, you're going, I can't do this. So we try to get you in and out as quick as we can.
What is, and I got to ask this, I'll get to an average, but what is the most length that someone would stay in an MRI for minute-wise? What's the most, maybe?
Oh, the most?
Yeah.
We do scans that are 2 and 3 hours long.
Okay, and then, of course, the average MRI, like if somebody's, you know, got a they sprained their ankle in a ball game or something and they need an MRI just on that particular part of their body, you're not talking very long at all.
No, our quickest scans are 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah, so it's not a thing that a lot of people like to have done, but Coosa Valley MRI, and I tell you, I've had a couple of experiences there. They've been wonderful. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you mentioned that the music and everything, and then when you're finished, your staff makes it so easy as far as changing your clothes, you know, your room that you can change in, and then making sure that you got everything you need as far as for your physician, because you make it to where the patient has less to do.
Yes, absolutely. It's all about patient care. We get you in, we get you out as quick and easy as we can and try to make it as comfortable as we can for you.
I ask this question to a lot of businesses that we do on Business in Our Backyard, and I'll ask it to you. with Greg Floyd being the director, where would you like to see Coosa Valley MRI 5 years from now, maybe 10 years from now? What is the plan to move forward and help the citizens of the Coosa Valley Medical Center?
Well, I would like to see it expand. If we have to pick up a second magnet and put it in, that would be awesome. I think with the 280 corridor growing, and with Sylacauga, I think, growing, and people kind of coming this way from Birmingham, I think it's all up. If we can get doctors and stuff that are here at Coosa Valley Medical and come in and help the residents of this city, mm-hmm. then I'd like to see two magnets going.
Wow, wouldn't that be wonderful? Mm-hmm. And I know your staff, they could handle that, but I'm sure you would probably have to expand staff-wise too.
Oh, yes, yes. I'm sure they wouldn't. They don't like to hear that going two magnets. But
they'd like to have help too.
Yes, they definitely would do that.
Well, I know most of them over there. And, of course, first of all, I want to say thank you for coming to Sylacauga, to Coosa Valley MRI. And, of course, I know you live a little south of here, but you have a drive every day. But I tell you what, I hope your experience here so far in the first several weeks at the Coosa Valley Medical Center and in Sylacauga, I hope has been great for you.
It's been very positive, yes.
Absolutely. Well, we're glad you're here. Thank you. We want to do anything we can to help the Coosa Valley MRI. If you need an MRI, Greg Floyd and his staff, I tell you what, they're wonderful people, and they know what they're doing, folks. I promise you that. I've had a couple of them done, and the experience that I've had have been just absolutely fabulous. Well, Greg, we thank you for coming in today on Businesses in Our Backyard.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We enjoyed it. And, of course, I hope you did, too. Share this with your friends. Give us a 5-star rating if you can. And, of course, watch and listen. And make sure you watch our next episode of Businesses in Our Backyard. I'm your host, Dave McCurley, and we'll be back next week with another exciting business from the Coosa Valley.
Thanks for watching and listening to the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Alta Point Health. The show is hosted by David McCurley, directed, produced, and edited by Michael Giddens. Join us next time as we feature another great business and team making a difference in our community on Businesses in Our Backyard.